This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The day after delivering his State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress, when the tension was discernible, the stage is set for U.S. President Donald Trump's expected acquittal in his Senate impeachment trial. The only real question is whether any Democrats will join the Republicans in their rock-solid support for a not-guilty verdict. Here's AP correspondent Sagar Meghani at the White House.
No Republicans have indicated they'll vote to convict the president, but some Democrats up for re-election in states where the president's popular are being closely watched to see if they break ranks. Alabama's Doug Jones was one, but has now made his call.
I will vote to convict the president on both articles of impeachment,
saying he came to a reluctant conclusion after sleepless nights. West Virginia's Joe Manchin and Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema have not yet said how they will vote. Democrats want to keep the president from being able to claim a bipartisan acquittal. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Self-styled Venezuelan interim president Juan Guaido is scheduled to meet with President Trump at the White House this hour. He was Mr. Trump's guest at the State of the Union address. Guaido has so far failed in his campaign to gain the ouster of Nicolas Maduro in Caracas, despite widespread international support, including that of the United States. Some passengers were injured today when a Turkish plane skidded off the runway at an airport in Istanbul, crashed into a field, caught fire, and broke into pieces. There were more than 170 aboard. No word on whether any of the injuries was serious. The Taliban is rejecting the American charge that the insurgent group lacks the will to work toward ending the war in Afghanistan. On Monday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo demanded what he called demonstrable evidence from the Taliban it would reduce the level of Afghan violence as a move toward a peace settlement. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News.